We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Daryl, right, we were just saying, if they can't play good D against Washington, I don't know that the Browns can play good D against anybody.
I can't disagree with you, Bull. And they got three guys back in practice today that, you know, they have sorely missed. You know, Mac is back. Greedy Williams is back. Kevin Johnson back. We'll see if they ultimately end up playing on Sunday. I suspect at least one, maybe two, possibly all three could play. I know Wilson's got a brace on his left knee that he's working with. But, yeah, that's about as full strength as they're going to get on that side of the ball as well. So, if getting these guys back doesn't help turn this defense around, then as I think we had the conversation last week when you asked me if this defense was ever getting better, and I just said, well, guys, I think it is what it is, and they're just going to have to deal with it. I think we're going to find out this weekend if, in fact, that truly is the case.
Daryl, I like Mac Wilson, but when did he all of a sudden become some Pro Bowl player? I mean, he's celebrating him coming back like he you know, missed the season with an ACL or something. He missed two games in some camp. He's like, you know, doing all these videos and like talking about, you know, calling out some of the linebackers. Like, I hope he plays good. We need him, but he hasn't really proven anything yet.
It's called hope, Dustin.
Yeah.
You know, after watching him give up 68 points in the first two games, we're grasping at anything, right, to feel like that this is going to get better on that side of the ball. And I like him, too. I think he can play. I loved his fire in the preseason when we talked, or I should say in training camp. There was no preseason. In training camp when we talked to him, and, you know, he really, you know, came after the media a little bit for the criticism of the linebacking core and you know, people around the country saying that the Browns have the worst linebackers in the National Football League, and it's on them now to prove that that isn't the case. But, you know, let's be honest about it. The linebacker play in the first two games hadn't been great. So, you know, because he's a starter, you know, hopefully he's able to come in there and make a little bit of a difference. But I think that that's what it all comes down to, Dustin. And certainly from his standpoint, I mean, he has to feel that way, right? He's got to pump himself up and all those things. But when, as you know, when you do stuff like that, you got to show up on Sunday and you got to perform too. So hopefully he's able to do that effectively.
We're talking with Dangerous Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. We were having a conversation about Baker before, Daryl. We asked this question to Deke, and we'll ask it to you as well. You know, if Baker Mayfield ends up being what Alex Smith was at his best, late San Francisco and with Kansas City, will that be good? Or a disappointment or a disaster?
Well, for the Browns, it would be good because that means that you got something out of him. But
is that the goal with the first overall pick, just get something out of him?
As I was gonna get to, that's not what ultimately you want. You want him to be a transcendent player, right? I mean, that's what number one picks in the draft tend to be. Unfortunately, the history for number one picks and quarterbacks at times hasn't been all that great. But, you know, I've said it for years that, you know, whoever ends up being the Browns franchise quarterback has to be a game changer, right? He's got to shoulder the hopes, dreams, and sorrows of an entire fan base and city on their shoulders. Got to, shoulder the burden of a franchise that has had a dark cloud hanging over it since it came back. And just, you know, the pressure with the position and the constant chaos that comes with the Cleveland Browns and all. I mean, you have to be able to rise above all of that. Unfortunately, Baker's dealt with a lot of that in his, first two-plus seasons. We've seen glimpses of brilliance from him, but we've not seen it consistently enough. And, you know, I think we're all hoping that this is the year, right, that we see that consistency of brilliance from him. You know, it was great what we saw Thursday night against the Cincinnati Bengals. My question is, can you do it against, you know, teams like the Dallas Cowboys or the Pittsburgh Steelers or the Baltimore Ravens, which he wasn't already able to do against the Ravens, but you get another crack at them. So that, you know, that's kind of where I'm at, you know, with Baker. I believe in him. I think he's got the talent, but it is up to him to show it despite the deck being stacked against him here early in his career.
Darryl, is it fair to assess Baker almost like he's a rookie to some degree? I know he's not under rookie contract, like he's not in his first year of his contract, I should say. But in terms of, hey, this guy is in a new offense, let's let him grow and see where he goes, as opposed to like looking at him as a third-year quarterback who's played in three different systems?
Well, that's how I'm trying to look at him, Dustin, and maybe that's why I'm not as critical of him as some others have been, just because I'm just trying to be objective about the situation that he's been put in by the organization, who I, as we've talked about in the past, I don't think that the Cleveland Browns have done Baker Mayfield any favors off the field. Sure, they surrounded him with all this talent, but there's been no opportunity to grow year to year within an offensive system. The problem is the clock is ticking, right? He's in his third season. Fourth offseason comes next March. That's when your quarterbacks want those contract extensions. And as we speak right now, and this isn't a dig at Baker, it's just fact, I don't know if I'm ready to give Baker Mayfield a mega contract extension. And my fear is that we're going to have like a Kirk Cousins situation where there's just going to be questions hovering over Baker going into next offseason. You're still reticent to give him that contract extension. Then you get into that, you know, fourth and fifth year of the rookie deal, and you don't know, so you have to franchise tag him, and you get 2 years to do that. So I kind of look at it, and of course, when you go through that franchise process, you know, that can get pretty, that can get pretty dicey as far as the relationship between a player and the organization as well. So I think both sides have something to prove here, Dustin. I think the Cleveland Browns have to show Baker Mayfield that he's going to be put in a position to realize his potential and have success on the field. And then Baker Mayfield, from his standpoint, has to show the Cleveland Browns that he is, in fact, that transcendent franchise quarterback that we've been waiting nearly three decades to find.
Dangerous Darryl Ryder with us, our Browns beat reporter. Darryl, all right, do you see going forward here? I know there was a question asked in the press conference today about, you know, the fact that they used Kareem Hunt sparingly in the first half and a lot in the second half. You think that was we talked a little bit about this on Friday, but do you think that was specific to the Bengals game, or is that something we might see going forward as well?
I think a little bit of a both there, Bull, and I'm not riding the fence on your question. I think that that's what the situation called for Thursday night, and I think that that's a situation that's going to be fluid week to week. It comes down to, does Chubb have a hot hand early like he did against the Bengals? You know, if Chubb's sputtering early, that's fine. Then, you know, put Kareem in there and see if he does give you that spark. What was nice about what we saw Thursday night is just basically Kareem Hunt picked up where Chubb left off and then finished off the Cincinnati Bengals, right? And so just I love the way those backs were used, and that's the beauty of having that 1-2 combination where you basically have NFL rushing champions, in your backfield. Chubb should have been one last year, and of course Kareem was one his rookie year. So I think that the Bengals game called for that specific usage, and I think Stefanski's going to kind of go week to week with it. But it's a pretty sweet formula that, you know, Kareem Hunt basically becomes a luxury for you. And again, I'm saying that about a guy that has the potential to win an NFL rushing title all on his own and carry the load all by himself.
All right, Darryl, good stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you on Friday.
All right, guys, have a good week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.